Amen. The law of duality, the law of duality, the power of mission and purpose, right? So it's important to understand that God is unity. God is everything. God is the one. And the thing, the beauty of God is that God is everything and everything is God. And God, everything starts with him and everything ends with him. He's the Alpha and he's the Omega. He's the beginning and he's the end, right? He's our all in all. And everything rides on him. Everything rides on him. So when he created the universe and he spoke the universe into existence, he did not leave the universe helpless. He created man and he breathed into man his spirit. And then he told man to dominate the earth, right? So he knew right then and there that the world was going to be ran by him, through us, for him. And it's so important for us to understand that. And then he wanted us to understand something that's extremely important, that it was all about loving each other. And God is love. So when you have the essence of God and you recognize it and you believe it, you move differently. Because it's not about us. It's really about him. And so we got the blessed assurance, right, to know that he would never, ever leave us or forsake us. And he's always going to be there by our side. He's going to walk with us. He's going to talk with us. He's going to be there. And that's important to understand something. The law of the universe, there are several laws, and I've been teaching on them. We talked about the law of mentalism. We talked about the law of vibration. And so now we're talking about the law of duality or polarity. So the law of duality, everything has an opposite, right? But everything is really the same. Everything has an opposite, but everything is really the same. When you have cold, there's hot. You have up, there's down. You have male, there's female. You have north, you have south, east, and west. Whatever it is, it's one and the other. If you have negative, there's positive. It's important for us to understand that. If I start traveling south, if I travel enough, I'm going to end up going north, right? At some point, it's going to change. So everything is really the same, but it's divided in degrees. And so if we understand that, it makes a huge difference in our life. And what we have to understand that God, Sam, is everything, right? And so when we look at people, a lot of time we forget who God is. And we don't realize that God resides in us and in people. And the issue we have is we don't understand true unconditional love. And so we have conditional love, and God is about unconditional love. And he created us in his image and his likeness. So in order to really understand it, you have to understand duality, right? So duality is different, right? And a lot of us don't understand it, but if you understand it, it would change your world forever, right? It would change the way you deal with people, how you interact with people, and everything. You're so concerned about what's wrong when it's really right and what you think might be wrong, right? And it's important to understand you're on this spectrum. It's somewhere along, and we don't know where it shifts. We don't know where hot becomes cold and cold become hot. But what we do know, are they both the same, right? Is it good or is it bad, right? Now, it's important for us to understand duality. Here's why it's so important. The best way to explain it is like having a young man, a woman that's a librarian, Martha, and they're in the library, and they have all of this knowledge, right? All the knowledge in the library, but they have not experienced anything. So it's all in one place. It's all unity, right? So it's all one. But you have all this knowledge, and you have all this information, and you have all these different experiences, but you're not experiencing anything. And you decide that you want to experience something. So now you took it, and whatever was on the inside, you now project it on the outside, and now duality comes into play. Right. So now whatever comes in here, right, it comes in here, comes through here, and it comes out over here. Right. And so that's important for us to understand. And it's important to understand duality because it's all about love. It's all about loving God. Right. And loving God is loving you. And loving you is loving God. And so God says, I am love. And Jesus said, listen, you'll know my disciples by the love they show. And it's important because he's constantly trying to show us what love looks like, right? And so what he did was he kept operating and working with people, Chris, that who had nothing. And the people that everybody else threw off to the side. Now, my mic keep going in and out. I'm not going to change because we got a team from the Sharp Digital trying to figure out why my cordless mic is keep going in and out. So y'all say, it's going in and out. Work with me. I'm going to scream loud. All right? So we're going to work this thing, right? So now, the power, watch this here, of purpose and mission. Inside of all of us, right, is power, right? And the power has mission and purpose, right? The mission is the negative energy. And the purpose is the positive, right? Or you get it this way. The mission is the feminine energy, right? And the purpose is the masculine energy, right? Now, this is important to understand because it's going to make a difference in your life, how you interact, right? So inside of you, you have this mission, right? And this mission is the birthplace of everything. So everything in your world is really birthed from the inside, not the outside, right? So your world that you live comes from the inside out, right? So once I decide what I want, then the purpose kicks in. And we're going to talk about that. And some of you guys are hot. I know you're hot, so they turn the air on. But we're going to work with me. Right? Now, so watch this. It's important. Now, I want you guys to get this. Take a picture of the screen so you understand it. You know when you get home. In 1 John 4 and 16, it says, we know how much God loves us. And we have put our trust in his love. Right? God is what? God is love, and all who live in love live where? In God. And God lives where? In them. Right? Now, but if you don't believe it, right, it won't exist in your world. Right? I don't care how much I tell you. You have to believe that, right? I don't want to switch mics. Why I got to switch mics? Can y'all hear me? They told me don't do it. Ross told me to switch. Do I listen to y'all or do I listen to Ross? I'm going to hold this up then, Ross. We're going to work with it. I thought it was sounding pretty good, right? Man, that was the first time I felt good. I don't like holding this thing, right? That just messed up my whole spirit. All right, now. So verse 17 says, and as we live where? Everybody say, in God. In God. Our love grows more perfect. Right? So we will not be afraid on the day of judgment, but we can face him with confidence, right? Because we live like Jesus here in this world. Now, so you got to understand the Christ consciousness and how Jesus moved, right? And how he behaved, right? And how he lived his Father through his life. And everything about him was love. Right? That's why we love Jesus. We worship him. Oh, Lord, I worshiped you. He's my all in all. He's my everything, right? Because he expressed love. And whenever someone shows you love, you have a tendency to be attracted to it, and you want it back. Now, the question is, what about you? What about you? Do you believe God resides in you? Do you believe the love of God is in you, right? Do you believe it so much that you love you? How do you feel about you? So it's hard for me to love Ardina if I don't love me, right? But if God resides in me and I know it and God is love, so when I go to talking about her and saying all kinds of negative things about her, then I have to question, man, is God active in my life? Right? Now, so John keeps on. He says, such love have no fear. Everybody said no fear. Because perfect love does what?
casts out all fear, or expels all fear. Why? Because I know who God is, and I know what love is. Now, this is going to be good. If we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment. Right? And this shows that we have not fully experienced his perfect love. Right? So somehow, when we're afraid of things, that's why you don't be insecure when you know who you are in God. And that's why I'm not afraid of you. I don't care what title you hold. I don't care what your car you drive. I don't care about your house. I don't care how much money you have. I don't have any fear of you because I know who I am and whose I am. And I know what love is. Right? And it's important to understand that, so then I don't have to be afraid of anything. Now, I'm going to get to this duality. Don't y'all think I forgot. Right? It's important. Right? And this thing about mission and purpose is going to be good when I get done. I'm going to enlighten you on some things. Right? Now, here's what he says. We love each other because he loved us, right? Now I'm going to read this again, right? We love each other. No, man, I can't stand her. She get on my last nerve, right? That's a problem, y'all. That's a problem because God is love, right? How many people understand that God has unconditional love? Right now, so if God has unconditional love, Neen, so then God resides in me. So that means I should have unconditional love. Right now, what is unconditional love? Right now, we're going to deal with this duality. Now, it's important to understand, if I don't love me, it's hard for me to love everything that projects from me. Right? So what God does, because of law of duality, everything that's on the inside of you is really expressed on the outside of you. Right? So here's the duality. Now, inside of you is the mission and the purpose. Right? So in my mind, I have a mission. And I have a purpose. So once I come up in my mind with what I'm going to do or where I'm going or what I'm going to accomplish, right? There it is right there. It's right there. So now I go for it. That's the purpose. But what's driving it? It was dark. It's really driven a lot of time from the birth. It's coming from the mission. So the mission pushes you out there, right? But watch this. This is good. As the mission, I don't care who you are. As the mission pushes you out, right? You can't go toward one or the other. You have to stay neutral. Don't get excited because if you go too far, you're in trouble. So it's like being in a room with a light. Right? And if you look at this light and I see the light and I said, that's the light and Jesus is the light. Yeah. And I start walking toward Jesus and I just keep on walking. As I walk toward Jesus, my shadow gets bigger. If I keep on walking, I'm going to end up in total darkness. So I was in the light. I was headed toward the light. That was the purpose, but I end up in the dark. Now, he said, but I was headed toward Jesus. How many people do you know that's so heavenly minded they ain't no earthly good? They so deep in Christ, they so deep in God that they go overboard and they say they love people. And all they so deep, all they start do is judging people. Right? They quit loving people and they start to say, you're not doing this. They went too far. So now your mission on the inside is trying to pull you back because you have to get back and be neutral. Right? But it's really coming from you. Right? Now, here's the beauty of duality. God is so unique. Now, I'm not saying I'm right. I just think I'm right. Right? So there may be another perspective. Right? But here's what it is. Everybody you come in contact with, God is showing you something about you. Every person that you come in is a projection of you. It's the law of duality. Everybody is a projection of you. So when you see, I can't stand her. Well, what is it in me that I can't stand? Because unconditional love is love without a condition, right? I love me, but there's something about me I don't love, and God showed me in you. So he shows me you, and you are really a reflection of me. So there's multiple reflections. Everybody we run in contact with. Now watch this here. If it's unconditional love, and you are a reflection of me, I got to love you. Right? If I don't love you, watch this, right? There's something about me that I got to straighten up. Once I get that straightened up, then I can love you. But if I don't, I'm going to keep on talking about you. And every time I see you, right, I don't see you as me. Right? When we are the same. And we are on the spectrum, we don't know where we are on it. And every one of us is a projection of the other. I know, stay with me, because it's gonna be good. Right? Now, so watch this. That's the power. So you understand your purpose. And the mission is driving you. And it's telling you, I want you to go. And I want you to be all you can be. But don't go too far, because if you go too far, I got to pull you back. Because if you go too far, you're going to self-destruct. Whether it's good or bad. If you go too far, you can be over here. You can take pills. Right? And if you take too many, you end up on the wrong side of the field. Right? Because you can't go too far. Right? I don't care what it is. You can work. Right? And you become a workaholic, Pierre, and you work so hard, then you end up destroying your family because you're so busy, get buried in your work. So your mission is trying to put, because that's your purpose. Your purpose is your work. I got to do it. So you go out there and you go so far that the shadow overtakes you, and now you're into the dark. But it's really you projecting it, because everything is coming from you. It is not coming from anywhere else. So here it is. Whatever's on the inside is really on the outside. I'm living it. I see it, right? And then God is trying to show me that you're supposed to be love. And in order for it to be unconditional love, you got to clean up the mess that's messing with you. So when I see Stephanie and she get on my last nerve, what is it about Stephanie that got me so worked up that I can't love her unconditionally? So it ain't got nothing to do with Stephanie, because Stephanie was just walking in the building. So it's got to be me. So God has got to show, he's trying to show me, because he said this is about loving each other. And what happens is, when you have people that don't have unconditional love, when they don't love themselves, they'll destroy everybody else. Right? Now, I know you don't believe it, so I got to help you with it, right? So now watch. So here's what Matthew says. Here's what get good. And let me go back. Oop, I just jumped too fast. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt what? Now, this, y'all don't have no problem with this. Nobody has any problem with this, all right? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your what? And with all your what? And with all your what? We all claim it. We love God with all our being. He's my everything, right? I love him with everything. Then he says this. This is the first great commandment. Because they was asking him a question, said, what is the greatest commandment? So he was trying to explain to them, man, about duality. He was trying to explain to them of the importance of what love is all about. He's trying to show you what society should be like and what your church should be like, what your family should be like, what your basketball team should be like, what your football team should be like. This is what it should be like. This is what your marriage should be like, right? He said, I love the Lord with all my heart, all my soul. And here's what he said. He said, that's the first commandment. He said, I'm good with that, God. I can work with that. And then he says this. And the second is just like the first. Right? Here's what he says. Thou shalt love the what? Thy what? Now he started to bring people into play. He said, now you got to love. This is good. Everybody said, this is good. He said, thou shalt love thy neighbor as much as you love you. Love your neighbor as thyself. Now here's the question. I can only love my neighbor as much as I love me. Right? So if I hate you, it's something about me that I don't like. It's not about you. I want you to get this. It's never about you. It's always about me. Right? So so I can love you as much as I love me. So he said, love your neighbor as yourself, because your neighbor is you. Your neighbor is an expression of you. Your neighbor is showing you your negative. Now, here's the problem. A lot of us are not honest with ourselves, right? So we walk around with this mask on, and we don't want people to know I'm really like this. But when you close the door, and there's nobody but you and God, and then you say, God, if you just remove it this time, if you just take this away, right? or show me why am I so angry with her? What is it? He might show you something that you are doing to somebody. Right? And he's trying to show you something about you so you can love unconditionally without any condition. Right? But the problem is whatever's on the inside is going to be expressing itself on the outside. But here's the problem. We want to blame everything on the outside and take no ownership of what's going on the inside. And I promise you, there's nothing that's happening in your life on the outside that's not happening on the inside first. That's why the number one law, the law of mentalism, right? Because however you think. So whatever's going on, I will tell you, if you go and you look, everything is from here. You know, so I look at you and I'm attracted to you, right? What make me attracted to you? What is it, right? It's got to be coming from where? Where's it coming from? It's coming from the inside, but it's going to be expressed on the outside. Whatever's on the inside, you can't even fake it. You can't fake what you're really thinking. Because whatever you do is what you was thinking. Whatever you say is what you was thinking. However you move is the way you was thinking. So if you're angry about something, you were angry on the inside first. Because whatever's here, we expressing out there. So if we want to clean the act up and we really want to be in God, we got to clean us up. I got to love me, watch this here, and I got to clean up my mess. So God said, you don't see it, so let me show you what it looked like in real time. So you walk in the door and you see somebody and you're angry because the way they walk. I can't stand her. She thinks she all of that, right? But it ain't her, it's you. So God is trying to say, so you need to clean that part of your life up because something's going on in your life, and I just showed you in them because everybody is just a reflection of you. Because if you study science and all that, if you really, really study it, we're nothing but matter. We're really nothing but energy. Matter is nothing but energy collapsed. That's all it is, right? And everything is energy. I'm sitting here and I'm like, how did my phone come on? I'm talking to D'Angelo over here, and they like flip this. Now I'm looking over here and this is on the screen. How did it get here? Some stuff is wireless. It's wireless. How is the message getting there? How's it getting to the screen? How's my voice coming through and it's echoing? What's making it echo? Right? It's nothing but energy. That's why when you walk in somewhere, you mess up the house. But you blame it on somebody else. I can't believe they come in here with this attitude and mess up the whole house, right? But what is going on with you, though? Because we never take us. But God resides in us, and God is love. So what God is trying to do, God is trying to show you so you can love unconditionally. So now when you love somebody, how many got somebody you just love the hell out of them? You just love them, right? And you can't find no fault in them. You don't see nothing in them, right? But you don't like their sister. And their sister didn't do nothing to you. Right? So God said, let me show you and their sister. Because that's the law. That's it. So you got this thing. So you got this purpose. And it's coming in. And the purpose that this is what I'm going to do, here's where I'm at, here's where I want to go, and here's my vision, I see it, and the mission said, go for it. That's the power. The mission is birthing it. And it says, now, go forward. Now, I want to show you. Everything I'm going to show you is who? Everything I'm going to show you is you. Everything I'm going to show you is going to be you. And you're never going to get better, your situation never get better until you own you. It's never going to be anybody else. It's going to be you. You got to get you right. Right? Why is it that God is always telling us the right thing to do? Why is he always showing us the right thing to do? Don't you do this, girl. Don't you say it. Don't you do it. Don't gossip. Hang up the phone. Don't even answer the text. Right? So he's constantly telling you all the time because he wants you righteous. He wants you to rep. He wants us all to love each other. Listen, you're only going to be here for like that. You're gone. If raise your hand if you're 70. Some people don't want to raise it because they want nobody to know it, right? Like, so raise your hand if you're 65 or older, right? And it seemed like you've been here for a long time. 65 is boom. We had a whole world that was created over 6 million years ago, and the whole world was gone. Right? Everything. And we think 65 years is a long time. 70 years is a long time. It's not that long. You're not going to be around here long. If you stay here till you're 100, you've only been here for a little while. Right? So now, but so I want my condition to be good. So if I want my condition while I'm here to be good, right, what do I need to do? I need to clean me up. Right? Because once I clean me up, I'm happy. I'm never happy with what you do. I'm never happy with what you do for me. I'm only happy the way I feel. You know, you can buy me a car. I'm only going to be happy for a minute. You can give me a brand new house. Brad can model the whole house for Nicole. Right? He said, nah, I did. And he just is happy. Nicole will give him a big kiss and love him. And then tomorrow she's going to say something crazy. And Brad said, I did all this for what? Right? Because things don't matter. Everybody said, things don't matter. Only thing matters is people. Right? So it's about your love. So now, if God is trying to show me, then I got to be honest with me. So I can be honest with you, so I can be everything that you want me to be. Now watch this here. In order to be kind, compassionate, and generous to our neighbors, we must first be these things to ourselves. But all I do is blame me, or I blame everybody else for my shortcoming. Most of us can't get ahead because we don't know who God is in our life. We don't even love us. We mad. We keep trying to cover ourselves up with makeup, expensive clothes, and you're still angry. You look good and mad. You drive a fancy car and mad. You got a big house and you're mad. You know, Pierre built a house for his wife. It looked good. And she said, I want a new bathroom. He said, I just remodeled the whole kitchen, but I don't like that cabinet because it only lasts for a little while. But when you love somebody, watch this, and when you express love and God show you, and you find somebody you're in love with, I ain't talking about, like, that's my girlfriend, but I'm in love. Like, I love people. So when you love people and you find somebody, look, they don't have to do nothing. They just got to be present. And I like their, I want to be in their company. How many people know some people just want to be around? The reason why you want to be around them, man, because the love is unconditional. There's some people, how many people know some people may you love, but you just don't want to be around them sometimes? Because now it's conditional again. And here's the thing. Listen, I can only talk about myself. And the thing that I get so mad about, I tell you all the time, I know this true, because everything I get mad at Ardina about, God show me is you, partner. Right? So this is true. Now she said, every time Ardina talk about me, she said, and Hartha, your leg is this here, and you need to do this here. She said, you know what? Why am I having the same pains you having? Right? She started to experience the same thing I'm experiencing. Right? Because God wanted her to feel my love so she can have compassion on me. So you can love me unconditionally. So I'm showing you, because your knee about to hurt. Then what you going to do? Now, so listen to me. This is important. So when you deal with the law of vibration, the law of mentalism, and you're dealing with the law of duality, just remember everything that goes up got to come down. If the pendulum swings this way, and I'm going to talk about the law of rhythm, when it swings this way, it's going to swing back. Whatever is happening in your life, it's all the same. So don't get so shook out of shape, right, when the thing goes so far. Because all God is doing is trying to show you. As soon as you master you, he'll show you something else. Because he's trying to perfect you, right? Why is he trying to perfect you? Because he wants to express his love through you. And I can't express my love for you unless it's unconditional. Because if you don't love you, you hurt everybody else. How do you hurt everybody else? Because all you do is talk about other people. All you do is find their flaws. So you can't even enjoy service. I told somebody, you come to church. And this is true. And I'm almost done. Right? This is true. We come to church, JB. And as we come to church, some of the people do this now. It may not be you, but some of y'all do this. Right? I come in church, and on my way in, I'm trying to figure out who I'm going to talk about. Now, you know it's true because I can't even hear the message for what somebody else got on. I can't hear the message, right, because this person is doing this. I'm so engulfed with what they're doing that I can't even worship God. So the God in me can't connect, right, because I'm so concerned about you. The problem is God is trying to show you it's not them, you're the problem. And you can't even worship me until you get out of the way of yourself. And this person, you don't understand, though. You just don't understand, Pastor. I'm telling you, I do know. And you know I'm telling the truth because you're in the way of you. So how are we going to be believers and love the Lord thy God with all our heart, all our mind, our soul, but we can't love our neighbor? Well, who is my neighbor? The person sitting next to me? The person down the hall. Everybody you run into is you. They don't look like you, but they show you a reflection of you. Watch this. Here's how you know. Some people, the reason why you love them, because they like you. You're like, I like them, man. We got some things in common. They're really nice people, right? But then we run into somebody we don't like. And then we have to ask ourselves a question. What is it about me? Did you trying to show me God? What are you trying to show me? What are you trying to show me? Because you said, love thy neighbor as yourself. But you don't know what happened to me when I was growing up. So God going to show you your pain. And you got to overcome that pain in order to have unconditional love. And the duality part of it is, Whatever is on the inside is going to project itself on the outside. I don't care what you say. Everything that's going on the inside, whenever something comes out of you, where does it come from? Where does it come from, Martha? It's got to come from within. If I cuss you out, where did it come from? It didn't come from your mama. It came from you. If I do something nice for you, where did it come from? It came from within me. And then it was projected out there. So if you want to know how nice you are, watch how you treat people. And you see what kind of person you really are. If I'm always gossiping about people, I know what kind of person I am. Don't nobody have to tell me. I already know what kind of person I am. But you don't understand them. It's not. It's you. I promise you, it's you. It's always you. So God is trying to perfect you. So quit going around trying to be somebody else when it's really you. Now, if you want your marriage to be better, fix you. And quit trying to fix them. If you want your kids to be better, fix you. Quit trying to fix them. If you want your work environment to be better, fix you. Because your work environment is based on you. It's not based on them. Nobody controls you but you. Nobody controls you but you. So you say, they made me snap. You don't understand, Maggie. They made me snap. They made me snap. No. I made myself snap. I was planning on snapping when I walked in the building. I want you to say one. I swear to God, if they say one word to me today, if they just say one word to me today, I'm going there. So you give yourself permission to act a fool. And then you go around and say, and God is good. And all the time, you quote your scripture. Quote all the scripture you want. Right? The real truth is just keep watching your life. I can quote all the scripture I want to quote. Right? But what's behind the scripture? What's my motive? I just met with a little girl the other day. We was talking. I never remember. She was a kid. And she was being molested by her father, her foster father. Her foster father was a bishop. And he was quoting scripture justifying his behavior. He was a pedophile, right? Hiding behind the scripture. He could quote it. He knew it inside out. But he was a demon. Right? Are you a demon? Or are you an angel? Who are you? For real. And God is inside of you trying to show you, trying to perfect you. So he show you you. And he wants you to correct you. Then you can love unconditionally. Then you can love your neighbor as yourself. Because what happens is, if I love my neighbor as myself, if I'm evil and I'm going to love my neighbor like I love myself, if I'm evil and I feel evil, then I think everybody else is evil. How many people said, man, I know they'd do it because that's what you would do. How many people have said that before? I know what they're doing because that's what you'd be doing. So here's your purpose. What am I purposing? Is my purpose is to love people, and the mission is to push me toward it and try to birth the love of God? For God so loved the world that he gave us the Spirit. So now I'm going to purpose out of me his purpose. But watch this here. But if I don't put his love in me, what am I going to push out? If I don't put the love of God in me, if I don't read my word, I don't study my word, I don't do a devotion, what am I going to push out? I'm going to push whatever I'm taking in. Then that becomes my purpose. Some of us, man, I'm going to get you. That's my purpose. And the mission, you're going to push you right out there. Until you end up in the dark, you're going to self-destruct. And you're going to be so heavy minded, you ain't no earthly good. And you're going to end up in the dark. And then now, they don't see God when God intended for everybody to see him through you. So God sent somebody to you for you to reflect him. But you allow your evil spirit, because you, may the Lord watch. I knew this wasn't going to be a good message because it's going to be about you. You can't blame nobody else. You got to go in. So now, when you look in the mirror, look the man in the mirror. And tell that woman in the mirror, tell the person in the mirror, I don't like this about me. This is between me and you, God. I know I don't like this. Thank you for showing me this. Help me be a better representation of you. Let me love unconditionally. So can you help me love me? I know my mama said I wasn't no good. I know my mama said I was like my daddy. I know my daddy said I was like my mama. I know they said I wasn't going to be nothing and all this here, and I wasn't nothing but a little slut, and I was going to be fast and all this kind of stuff. I know they said all that kind of stuff, but they was drunk. I know what my mama did. I know what happened. I know what they said. I know what my teacher said about me, right? And I internalized, but God, I just gave my life to you. Help me love me. Help me overcome what they've been saying about me so I can express you to someone else. So I can love unconditionally. Because now I'm loving men based on the way I feel. And the way I feel is not good. So I can't represent you. So I don't like my kids. I don't like my grandkids. I don't like my husband. I don't like my wife. I don't like none of y'all. I'm miserable. Who want to be miserable? Nobody. So today is the day. Let it be your birthday. Let the day be your birthday. The day you're going to tell God, I want you to show me. and let me love me. And then every time you show me, me, I'm going to receive it. And then I'm going to correct the mistake. Soon as I don't like something in somebody else, I'm going to look inside. Soon as they make me angry, I'm going to look inside. And I'm not going to blame anybody else. Today is the day you don't ever blame anybody else for anything. Because God is trying to show you you in your darkness. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Yeah. Everybody stand to your feet. This don't feel too good, but it's the truth anyhow. Right? Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for you. I thank you for giving us your spirit. I know some people who feel like they have a relationship with you think they can judge where your spirit is in people's life. But Lord, a lot of us, all of us, are broken in some way. And we ask you, Lord, to heal us so we can be a blessing in the life of others. Let us love us. And when we see our shortcoming in the life of others, let us be able to recognize our shortcoming. And let us become better people. You told us to love. It's hard to love when we don't love ourselves. So, Lord, I'm asking you today, help me love me. Help me with me, Lord. Let me be a better version of me. Let me be everything that you created me to be. When you thought about me when I was in my mother's womb, you knew the plans you had for me. So, Lord, let me recognize the plan. And help me overcome me and overcome all the doubters and all the ones, the haters, and all the ones that hurt me and all the ones who told me I wasn't going to be anything. And Lord, let me love unconditionally. I love you so much. And Lord, as we leave this place, we never, ever want to leave your presence. We always want to leave knowing that you're with us, that you're walking with us, and you remind us who we are. We are all created in your image and your likeness and your... And we all love you. And we just need to love us like we love you. So thank you for today. Thank you for touching our heart today. Thank you for letting us be on your team, on your dream team, to help move people in the direction so we can be the ambassadors you called us to be, to help reconcile people back to you. We love you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The altar is open for those who like prayer. If you like prayer, you want someone to pray with you, we're here at the altar with you. All right? Amen.